This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? Where'd J.J. Barea get a player to win? Up to number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? I'm going to have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher on than Mason, Martin, Margiela.
Yeah. Tom Brady. Global losers. Dude. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The doo-doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby. This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolina.
Welcome back to BSS
you
Carolinas.
See how I'm looking at you, right?
Of course, I am the host of BSS Carolinas. If anybody out on Periscope would like to be a new host of the show, we just came upon a replacement. Openings now available because of James Ellsworth. Thank you. Mr. 315 will be leaving as soon as he gets done opening his soda. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, welcome to today's show. I'm Rocky. Joining me on today's show is Big Shot. What's going on, man?
What's going on, man? Before we got on the air, I was asking people on Periscope if they bought one of these pet rocks that they're selling for Christmas gifts. These pet rocks, mind you, are retailing at $85 for a damn rock in a leather sleeve holder.
Oh, my God.
And they have a smaller size that they sell for $65. But have any of y'all bought a pet rock? Well, would you buy a pet rock?
First of all, you ask my Uncle Barry, who you know, he gets pet rocks every once in a while.
He does?
No.
Does he pay $85 for
it's
these
not,
pet rocks?
What kind of rocks are we talking
does
about?
Does it do anything?
It sits in that leather sleeve like a rock.
Well, like I was telling him before, there's people now selling potatoes where you can do like greetings and, you know, like a greeting card on it and send it to people for like a dollar. But pet rocks, huh? How many did you buy?
I didn't buy any. I was hoping to sell it. I love the retailer that sold it, though. That retailer is amazing. It's best retail in the country.
Yeah.
Before we move on, one thing I did want to say is Cam came out and said he understands he's not above the law. Reflects on demoralizing year. We set a standard. This is unacceptable. Good for you, Cam. I'm glad you said that.
He always says it after the fact, but why is it continuously having to apologize for mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake? Let's just stop making the mistakes.
Every year it's something.
If it's not riding down the road and you're on your little hover round in the middle of Trade Street at 5 in the afternoon where people in Charlotte can't drive to begin with, or if it ain't wearing your tie so you get suspended for the first game or the first series of the game, or if it ain't messing up a mansion out in California. I mean, just continuous story after story after story about your franchise quarterback. You get sick of hearing it.
Oh, trust me, I know. I know a team in Dallas, you hear it all the time for different reasons, but, you know, trust me, I get it. I understand. But anyway, we got a great show today. We're going to talk about all the early NFL games this weekend. We're going to get into the late games as well. And, of course, as always, we got Dummies of the Week. We'll talk about that one later. Talk about RG3. We got to definitely talk about that one. We can't wait for him to come back this week. I'm telling you, watch him, man. He's going to put up some numbers this weekend.
RG3?
Yeah, RG3.
He might. The Bengals have a terrible defense.
He should.
Yeah, we know what RG3 going to put up. He's going to put up his finger to come get him off the field because he's going to be injured once again.
How many plays before he gets injured this
weekend? I'll give him the first quarter.
First quarter.
I think he'll survive the first quarter.
All right, let's go into Rack 'em Up.
Boy, we are finna play a football game tonight, boys. It's gonna be a great night tonight. If you run out of energy or get tired, look at me. I got too much.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas, Rack 'em Up, where we share the biggest hits of the week. All right, this week's biggest hits of the week. Who y'all
man, got? Man, those sound effects, they were taking some hits. All you heard was, oh.
Hey, that's some hits, man. That's what you should be hearing.
Well, my hits come from the Seattle Seahawks Carolina Panther game. And just like the game, the big hits were one-sided as well. Let's start early on the end of round with Tyler Lockett. He comes around to Daryl Worley's side, and Jermaine Kearse lays Daryl Worley out with a sick block that springs Tyler Lockett up the sideline for like a 40-yard gain. And then on the interception, whoever, I think number 23 for Seattle, I can't think of his name, I'm sorry, but he was returning the football. Ted Ginn Jr. calls himself about to run over, try to make a play, and KJ Wright comes and cleans Ted Ginn Jr. out. Ted Ginn Jr. does a no-hand cartwheel in the screen. Like, who? What? How the heck did I do that? I mean, KJ Wright absolutely cleaned his clock. And that those two hits right there were the sign of how the game went. Like, we got knocked out.
One thing I want to say about the hits, Earl Thomas, don't retire, man. Yeah.
That was an emotional, I know,
but I hope the guy doesn't retire. He's one of my favorite players.
He is.
I mean, he's one of the best safeties to play. I argued with somebody the other day on the show. I think he's the best safety since Ed Reed, Earl Thomas, him and Eric Berry.
Two of
the best safeties.
Did you see what happened right after he went out? Cam shoots the bomb, throws the bomb to – I mean, that shows you right there the difference maker that he is in that secondary.
You got any hits?
You know what my hits of the week is? Okay. The hits that my Bears were putting on Colin Kaepernick to force him to go 1-for-5 through 3 quarters for 4 yards.
No offense. It was in the snow, though.
No, yeah. Doesn't matter. I'm taking any win I can get, any way I can get him, man. That was our third one. I'm taking it. He was sacked 5 times, passed for 4 yards. Awesome defense by the Chicago Bears.
This is awful offense by an awful coach.
The monsters of the Midway are back. We are back.
Did you just say y'all are back after playing the 49ers in the snow? Man, this guy, I'm telling you. All right, once again, applications.
They are back.
Yeah, they're back, all right. If they could play the 49ers every week, they'd be back.
Everybody would be back playing them every week. My gosh.
Man, I'm telling you, there was not much joy to Monday Night Football. The only two things that were enjoyment for me. First of all, I came back down by 40 points to beat the guy I was playing because I had Andrew Luck and Matt Forte playing. Luckily, I had Luck who scored 37 points. So I was good because, you know, 4 touchdowns. The second thing, about the third quarter, the best hit for me came on the field and Kevin Harlan caught it.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go. But it was – let's see if it
– hopefully it'll pay for you guys.
The person I would want to run into is a New Jersey State trooper.
Did you see just that like tackle? Oh, and the other guy's knocked down.
They're actually hitting harder than the Jets' defense. Biggest cheer of the night is we got a couple idiots.
You see this, Al?
You know on ESPN they don't show streakers when they come on the field.
What the hell? New Jersey
State trooper. Did you see that tackle?
They were hitting hard, man. The Jets need to sign those guys up right now.
Listen, the best part of that game was when these guys got tackled because the whole field went, wow, there was a rush that came across everybody. I agree with you. They needed to be signed. These security guards, man, whoo.
They were out there quickly, too. And the boys got to go to jail.
But that was the best hit for me for the week. Seeing those two guys get hit later on.
So if y'all got some big hits y'all want to share for the show, 919-943-2044. The phone lines are open. You can call us, holler at us, 919-943-2044.
Absolutely. Or tweet us at BSS Carolinas or share it on our Facebook page. you know, I'll definitely talk about it. Let's get into this week's top three, bottom three teams. Who wants to start? Bottom three, I guess. Go ahead and leave the Browns out. Leave the 49ers out. We know them two are the worst. Of the worst.
All righty. I'm trying to pull up my teams here, all the teams here, real fast so I can look at them.
Yeah, because the Browns, we're not – I mean, come on, all right.
All right, I'm going to eliminate the Browns. I'm going to eliminate the 49ers. I'm going to eliminate the Bears. Bears, strenuous circumstances, no quarterback play, you know you're not going to be good. I will start with the Jacksonville Jaguars. We know they suck. They absolutely suck.
They did get to 10 games losing. I predict they win 10 games winning.
They got to lose. I'm going to leave out the Rams, too, because – their head coach sucks, and they're never going to be right until they get rid of him. I wanted to leave out the New York Jets as well because we knew it was a fluke season, and Fitzpatrick is terrible.
You mean Fitzpatrick.
Exactly.
Fitzpatrick. So, or Fitztragic, whichever one you guys want to use.
So let's go with the Houston Texans, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and the Carolina Panthers. Those are the bottom three this week.
And that's funny that one of the bottom three is a division leader, too. That's how bad that division is.
Dude, that division's horrible.
Yep.
Who you got?
Let's see here. Let me go through here and check some things out. I'm going to go with the Rams, of course. The Jacksonville Jaguars. Terrible. Let's see. And we're not saying the Jets, right?
You can if you want to. Jets. That was just my personal.
No, we just said 49ers.
I have to. How can you? I have to.
Put them in there.
Yeah, the Jets. One fun fact I have about Jacksonville, though. Blake Bortles has 10 career wins, 11 career pick sixes.
Wow.
Let that sink in for a minute.
And fans are mad. Fantasy owners are mad at Allen Robinson. Allen Robinson can't throw himself the football.
Yeah.
That's on Blake Bortles. Blake Bortles has regressed tremendously. Like, he had an awesome season, just like Cam Newton had an awesome season last year. And this year, these guys aren't playing at the same level.
So what do you think? Do Jacksonville go after a quarterback?
No.
No. You got to give him another year.
Okay. They go after a coach, though. They go after offensive-minded coach.
Oh, he's gone.
Josh McDaniels, welcome to Jacksonville.
Hey, I want him in Chicago, actually.
Everybody wants him. They should want this guy.
I would love him in Jacksonville with Blake.
But I don't think the Patriots will let him go. I think the Patriots are the type of organization, Josh, if you leave this time, don't come back.
The Patriots don't mind bringing you back.
You don't think so? See, that's what I'm thinking the opposite.
They don't mind bringing you back into the fold if you want to come
look
back.
Look at Bill O'Brien. I mean, no, Romeo Crennel. I thought they brought him back once.
But now
he's
down in Houston.
I don't think they brought him back, did they?
I thought they did. All right. Well, I mean, usually
brought Josh McDaniel back. This is his second stint.
Yeah, that's true because
he left Denver and went.
No, he got fired.
He got fired from Denver.
And here comes. You want a job?
Listen, Belichick's smart about that, dude. Exactly. He's loyal to his assistants.
If he gets them promoted, that's great for them. He does not hold that against
them. If Bill O'Brien wanted to come back, I'm sure they would make a play for him.
If Romeo Crennel, if their D coordinator for the Patriots ever gets a job, which he's in line to get a job because this guy does a tremendous job, Romeo Crennel could go back there.
Who?
What's the guy's name?
For Houston?
For New England, the guy with the beard.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I can't think of his name, but he is in line for a job, man.
See, I always thought the opposite. That's what I thought.
So, I'm going to go a little bit. Let me see. We're going to go the same. Jaguars, okay. I have to put you up there. I mean, look, New York Jets. Actually, New York Jets and then the Jaguars. Listen, hey, how did y'all win three games, first of all? I don't know. Matt Forte, poor Matt Forte. I mean, he's it on offense. That's all you got. Brandon Marshall, sure, but he's getting doubled. He has no quarterback that can throw. And yeah. I cannot wait until next year to see who you get. because I got a feeling it's going to be Jay Cutler. You'll put Cutler and Marshall again for the third time.
For the third time, it's the charm, man, and that white and green.
I can't wait to see that. I hope that's where Cutler goes next year because that will be amazing.
But the Jets have so many holes. They have so many old players. They got to get young in their secondary. They have to get young in their backfield. They need another wide receiver because we don't know if Eric Decker's going to be able to come back.
Not just that, but, dude, that defensive line, who was supposed to be one of the best defensive lines in the game, is – I don't know what happened this year. They got one sack against Andrew Luck. One against that offensive line. That's horrible. That's like the Panthers
offensive line. I see Andrew Luck getting hot, man, and carrying this Colt team deep into the playoffs.
I can see that, but still, I mean, this is the first time all year they've not given up more than two sacks. This is the first time all year they get one sack all year.
You give him an offensive line and maybe another weapon. Oh, Andrew Luck can carry it. I mean, he's that good.
I don't know why people are harder on Andrew Luck.
I'm not.
His whole career, he has had no running game, no offensive line, and no respectable defense to speak of.
And it was going 11-5 his first couple
and
years.
And getting to the AFC Championship game until last year's contest.
Right, right.
Listen.
I like Andrew Luck,
the reason I like Andrew Luck a lot. I do. I mean, he looks like the caveman, you know, from the real estate commercials. I like him, man. The only problem is he goes to the big games and he just blows up. Every time he plays New England in the playoffs.
Well, New England's had the Colts numbers for years.
They do, but, you know, when you go and lose 49-10 or something really bad, and then you say Deflategate and everything else, you know, he just
– But Andrew Luck don't play defense. He can't stop the run.
No, but when you score 10 points, you know, scoring offense matters a lot in this league right now.
Okay. Especially for
the Colts. Look at the Cowboys. We don't have a great defense, but our defense is on the field for 45 minutes. If the Colts are scoring 30 points a game, their defense ain't on the field that much. That's what I'm saying. You know, sometimes you got to have time of possession. I don't think Pagano is that great of a coach, but, you know, I think Luck helps with that.
Luck makes him look good.
Yes, he does.
But going back to my bottom three teams, Jets, Jaguars, and the Bears stay out of it. I'm going to go to Rams.
Keep my Bears out of this.
Let's go with the L.A. Rams and those Jeff Fisher Rams and that whole organization is a hot garbage. How does this guy keep getting a two-year extension? I don't understand.
They said they had that worked out at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, they did.
Before the season started.
They were talking about that, yeah. But that move bought him two more years. I knew that was going to happen. And he's already been a part of another franchise.
Now, if the LA fans started getting loud enough and said, we want Fisher gone, I'm sure Mr. Kroenke would have to try to take into consideration. Hey, it's LA. This is a high-end job. Like, we need someone that could spark interest and spark this franchise. And it's not Jeff Fisher.
You know what? I want to listen. Go ahead.
I want to see the pictures he has and of who. Because he has something over someone's head.
I'm going to tell you right now what I would do if I was the Rams. I would go ahead and get rid of Fisher. I would clean house, start over, bring you a new GM in because the GM needs to go as well. But then I'm going to make a call to Alabama. I'm going to say, hey, Lane, need you in L.A. Need you to be a head coach again in the NFL.
Over one of these OCs?
Absolutely. I'm bringing Lane Kiffin to the LA Rams. He'll fit right into the system.
But a young quarterback, I want a good OC to try to help groom him. So
you don't think Lane Kiffin would be a good OC?
Not a head coach. Not in the NFL.
I think he would be.
Not in the NFL. Hell no. He couldn't handle the job, a head coaching job in college.
In Tennessee or USC.
There's no way he can handle an NFL job.
I'm telling you, I'll take a gamble with him.
I would go Todd Haley. I would go Josh McDaniels.
I ain't going Todd Haley.
I want an OC with a bright mind to help groom Jared Goff. That would be my way of thinking.
You got to have you got to make a splash. You in LA, you better make a name that somebody can win. And I'm not.
Or I would go Kyle Shanahan. Look at Atlanta's offense right now. He is going to be the hot prospect coming out. At the end of the season.
I don't know if Shanahan gets a job, though. I don't know, man. He's one of those – I don't know. We'll see. Go get Hugh Jackson. He'll leave Cleveland.
he would definitely love to leave Cleveland, wouldn't he?
He should be coaching Cincinnati this year. Yeah. That's who Hugh Jackson should be coaching Cincinnati.
I agree. Who's your top three? I know who your number ones is.
Dallas Cowboys remain at the top of the mountain. They run the ball. They're the only team in the NFL that's balanced at 50-50. Everybody else is 60-40 or worse, pass the run. Number two, I can't even put the New England Patriots in there with the loss of Rob Gronkowski. Their team doesn't scare me. Their offense doesn't scare me. Like, they can be beat. So let's put the Oakland Raiders up there. Derek Carr, man. You think you got Oakland down. You think you busting Oakland up 24-9, and then he runs off 25 straight points on you and comes back on you in the second half. They are having something magical going on in Oakland, and they are the second-best team. And finally, we will go the Seattle Seahawks. They bust my team ass over the weekend. I know the loss of Earl Thomas is huge, but if they can get you in their building – and Russell Wilson, we know what Russell Wilson does in big games. He seems to show up. Those are my top three.
All right.
My top three going from three to one to the top. New England Patriots because, I mean, yeah, the loss of Gronk, but, man, they're going to be there in the end. You just know they are in the AFC mix. Number two, Oakland Raiders for this week. Because I think they'll lose tonight to the team that I picked to win the division, Kansas City Chiefs. But right now, Oakland sits at two. And number one, the Atlanta Falcons.
Number one?
I'm just kidding. Dallas Cowboys. I just wanted to continue the theme of me getting kicked off this show. I just
wanted to. You could have said the Philadelphia Eagles.
I saw your face when I said it. What?
I'm not a complete homer now.
But can I give an honorable mention to the Detroit Lions?
Oh, they're playing
they
great.
They are winning games. Their defense
Listen,
is playing really well.
You held him. Drew Brees to 13 points and three picks.
Zero touchdown passes for Drew Brees.
Yeah. And three picks.
In That's the dome.
Yeah, in the dome.
Didn't we all pick New Orleans last week?
I picked.
Did you pick Detroit? I picked New Orleans.
I picked Detroit.
Did you?
Yeah, because the only two games I lost was the Eagles.
I picked New Orleans.
Yeah. I picked Detroit. I don't trust New Orleans anymore at home. My top three, it's easy. It's an AFC, NFC team. Kansas City. Actually, I'm going to go Oakland. Kansas City 2, Dallas 3. Listen. Noodle Arm and Kansas City is 9-3. They just win. They scored on a punt return touch. No, a punt fake last week against Atlanta. They had a pick six and a pick two. They just figure out ways to score, and they're getting back Jeremy Maclin this week.
Which should be huge for them.
I totally forgot. Wow. I totally forgot he's on the team.
They figure out ways to score.
And with Tyreek.
Their defense is so good. And you know where they rank in defense? They're 28th in the league. Offense is 29th. But the defense leads the leagues in turnovers. Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill, he gives them a presence that they haven't had. Someone that can really stretch the field. Like, oh, my God, this guy can take the top off. And Alex Smith can actually get the ball downfield.
He was getting the ball downfield Sunday, I noticed, a little bit.
They are taking more deep shots
He wasn't noodle arm last
everything
week.
Isn't a check down everything anymore. No. They're expanding his game.
I said, wow, he threw that down the field, like, pretty good. I was like,
oh, now, we know they're still going to run misdirection, a lot of stuff to the backs, a lot of stuff to Travis Kelce, but they are taking shots down the field.
Spencer Ware's been big. You talking about the pass that he overthrew Spencer Ware?
He's not used to throwing it down the field that often.
So. I know, 5 yards or less, man. That's about it.
He plays mistake-free football, man.
No, he does. Hey, he
wins. They win games.
They're 18-3 in the last 21 games.
Yeah.
You know, I can't argue with Alex Smith winning lately. Now, you say his whole career, that's a different story. But the last four or five seasons,
he's been a winner.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give him that. Oakland at Kansas City tonight. Who are y'all going with? X Factor, who wins?
Well, Kansas City, 3.5-point favorite at home. The over-under is 46, 26 degrees tonight in Kansas City. It's going to be clear skies, though. It's just going to be cold. X factor for Kansas City, Eric Berry.
That was going to be mine.
That guy, he is their heart and soul, man. Comeback player of the year, player last year. Probably defensive player of the year this year. He's going to make a play somewhere in the game that's going to turn around for Kansas City and help, hopefully help them win. I'm going to take Kansas City at home tonight. I think they have the magic. They have the right stuff to beat Oakland. 24-20.
I'm going Kansas City also at home. Eric Berry is my my impact player, too, for this game. And, the Raiders – When do they get Alden Smith back? Because
the Raiders, he's supposed to have a meeting with Goodell this week.
He has to be reinstated.
He's got to be reinstated, and there's talks that he might not get reinstated this year. But if he does, watch that defense.
Man. I don't think he gets reinstated this year.
Yeah, the Raiders, they just give up too much on defense. They really do. That explains all those comebacks Derek Carr has to make. But I'm going.
They create a lot of turnovers too, though. Yeah. And sacks.
I'm going KC, 27-20.
I think the Raiders' penalties catch up with them tonight because they are still one of the most penalized teams in the league. I just don't know what it is with the Raiders. They just attract yellow flags. Think it hurts them tonight.
Listen, ain't that Florida State?
That is Florida State.
When they stop
that's FSU, baby.
But the Tomahawk Chop's in Kansas City, too. So what?
They got to use it for everybody.
They better, because unlike Kansas City, we're champions, baby.
Oh, Lord.
So they need to, they need to do something else.
Barbecue. I'm going to go with Kansas City. Listen, that defense, man, is unreal. Houston, Derek Johnson, Eric Berry, if Marcus Peters is playing – you know, when he's healthy, I mean, he's the defensive player of the year probably right now. Maybe Eric Berry has took it away from him. But right now on NFL.com, 51% of people are picking Oakland. So that's how much it's going to be. But it's going to be a battle.
I mean, straight pick'em game.
Last week was a good game to Cowboys and Vikings. This week will be a even better game because I think the offense will score more points.
And the Raiders.
But I'm going to go with Kansas City to win.
The Raiders are wearing those sweet Color Rush uniforms now. Did you see them?
I love those Color Rush uniforms,
me too,
man.
The only ones I don't like is Jacksonville's.
Tennessee.
Mustard mess.
Yeah, that Dion mustard color.
I don't like the Smurfs.
I didn't like Tennessee's either. I didn't like that combination on the field.
Carolina's and Tennessee's Color Rush uniforms are damn near identical.
Well, just
Carolina
like,
should win all black. Right. That's what I think Carolina should
do. Well, you see, Carolina, no, I like their all blues, but that New Orleans game, the Saints look like Power Rangers. I mean, seriously, look at one of the pictures, Power Rangers look just like them.
It's morphin' time.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with Kansas City tonight. I think they win the game. I think it's going to be a shootout. Sunday, early games, Vikings at Jags. Who you guys going with? Anybody going with the Jags?
I might be taking the Jags, man. Minnesota 3.5-point favorite. The over-under is 39, 74 degrees, clear skies. Jacksonville is wonderful to be in December, isn't it? I'm going to take the Jags because where is Minnesota going to get points from? They only scored 15 points on the Cowboys. Cowboys had given up 70-plus completions to two quarterbacks in the previous – well, Sam Bradford had 31 completions for nothing. For absolutely nothing because they got no points. So you only got 15 against the Cowboys. You can't score. You can't run the ball. Your defense isn't playing at the level it did. I think the Jaguars squeak one out 20-17.
Even though I picked them as one of my bottom three teams, I'm actually going to have to go with the Jaguars. And plus, I have the Jaguars fitted on, as you can see. Periscope, can you see my Jaguars fitted? But like Big Shot said, man, what the hell is Minnesota going to – how are they going to score? Man, it's going to be a low-scoring one to me, though. I say 20-7, Jacksonville.
Wow, 20-7?
20-7.
Listen, I can't go with Jacksonville. Listen, that defense is going to destroy the offensive line. And they got beat last week. I think Minnesota wins. I think they want to see AP come back, so I'm going to go with Minnesota winning to beat the Jags. I don't think it's going to be even close, 24-10. I think they get some defense help here. The next game, the Broncos at the Titans. Broncos also claim ex-Lions running back Justin Forsett because Bibbs got hurt. So he's out. He's on IR. So they're down to Forsett and Booker playing at running back. Who y'all got?
Let me see. Tennessee.
This is a big game, by the
Tennessee,
way.
A one-point favorite. The over-under is 43.5. 44 degrees and raining in Tennessee on Sunday is the weather prediction right now. DeMarco Murray just had an interview. Toe is feeling a lot better. He's practicing hard. He's hungry. He's coming off a bye week, and I need him, especially if it's raining. Look for DeMarco Murray to have a huge game. Denver cannot stop the run. If you try to sit back and pass on them, you're in trouble. But if you run the ball right at that fast pass off defense, you can gash them. I see DeMarco Murray having 25 carries, 130 yards, two or three TDs. Titans 24, Denver 14, especially if they have to start Paxton Lynch again. They'll be lucky to get 14.
I'm going Tennessee also. I like their running attack. I like what Mariota's been doing. I didn't think he was going to be.
He started the season slow. Yeah. Like, he looked like he was regressing. Then all of a sudden,
he
just caught fire, man.
Him and Walker, man, have been hot.
Yeah, they've been hot. And he's been making a lot out of nothing.
Yeah, he's impressed me. He's impressed me these last few weeks. So I'm going to go Tennessee also. Yeah, I'm going to go Tennessee also. 23-17.
Yeah, I'm going to go Tennessee. Listen, I don't trust Paxton Lynch playing this week, especially if you say it's raining. You know, who's out? Who's going to be out for Denver? How long can they keep winning games? Last week they played the Texans. This week I think they play a better team, so I'm going to go to the Titans. I think it will be a close one, 17-14. The next game we got, the Washington racial slurs against the Philadelphia Eagles. Who you got?
Wow. Washington, a two-point favorite, 46.5 is the over-under. The Eagles are so limited offensively. Like, we know what they're going to do. It's going to be a misdirection play. It's got a lot of short check down throws to running backs. Their wide receivers are garbage. The defense is beat up. They've been on the field so much this year. Washington just has a more explosive offense. They can't stop anybody, but they can score more points than the Eagles. So they should win 27-21, Washington.
All right.
I'm also going Redskins. Kirk Cousins, with his inconsistent behind, will have a bounce-back game. I'm going Redskins 24-13.
Can I just cost a 20? I don't care. These two teams both suck. y'all are both garbage. Listen, the racial slurs are
says
playing
the, says in the Cowboys Eagles. Fan.
Hey, well, it's the truth.
I know you're telling the truth, but I'm just saying you're a Cowboys fan. Yeah. I had to let everybody know that.
But
as if they didn't know. As if they didn't know already.
The Eagles are playing at home. They've only allowed 15 points a game at home. On the road, they're averaging 20. They're allowing 26 points a game. They're playing at home again. Washington has no defense. I hate picking Eagles. Absolutely hate doing this.
But do you hate picking the Washington team more?
I mean, I got more faith, but the Eagles are playing at home. I trust them more at home than I do the racial slurs. And plus, I'll be in D.C. in a week. I can't wait to see Norman Bowl Part 1. So it'll be fun for that. I'll go with the Eagles, and I hate it. This will probably be another one of my losses this week. The next one is the Texans? Texans at Colts. Who you guys got?
Big game in the AFC South for first place.
Mm-hmm.
The Colts coming off an impressive shellacking of the Jets on Monday night. The Texans coming off another embarrassing loss where the quarterback looked like absolute butt doo-doo stain, whatever you want to call him. That word would fit him appropriately. The Colts, 6-point favorite at home. 47 is the over-under. Andrew Luck, like I said, I think he's about to get hot, and he's about to carry this Colts team into the playoffs, deep into the playoffs. They're about to make a good run. Colts, 28. Texans, 17.
Okay. Who you got? Texans, Colts.
I'm going Colts. I mean, Andrew Luck is going to carve these boys. I'm going Colts, 35-21.
I will go with Colts. And then, Brock Osweiler, get off the bus. Stay on the bus, man. Don't
you know how many hits we've gotten since you posted that meme about the $72 million they're trying to refund?
That was me.
That was him.
We've got a ton of hits on that on the site. Way to go. Way to go, 315.
I have another one. There's another one I put.
Did you just do another
one? If you've ever watched the movie Friday, you'll think that meme's hilarious.
I'll check it out. I thought I had, but I'll go back and check that. I'm going to say Colts win. The next game, the Cardinals at the Dolphins. This is another game I won't go with the Dolphins. I can tell you that much already.
You know how I feel about Ryan Tannehill.
Tannebum.
I need Jay Ajayi to have a big game, but they're not going to win. But Jay Ajayi should have a bounce-back week. But the Cardinals, they're going to outscore the Dolphins. Dolphins' defense is miserable. You saw what happened to them last week. Joey Flacco, 4 TD, 300, 400 yards. Joey Flacco? Come on now. Arizona does the same thing. They're going to drop 30 at least. 30, 23, let's say 34, 20, 27. Cottonness. Carson Palmer and David Johnson, they do their thing again this week.
All right. Yeah.
For what game?
Cardinals and Dolphins.
Oh, Cardinals and Dolphins. Cardinals. No score. Yeah, Cardinals.
I'm going to go to Arizona. It's going to be a laugh. David Johnson should have like 300 yards altogether.
But what scares me is the line is only 1.5 favorite for Arizona.
Actually, NFL.com. 43.5. NFL.com people were picking, 56% of people were picking the Dolphins.
They like the Dolphins
running
game. The 7-5
record is making them look good.
I think that's a fluky record to me, too.
Or it's just like Houston was 6-6. Yeah.
It ain't because of their sorry quarterback, let me tell you.
The next game, real fast, anybody picking the Lions, the Bears over the Lions?
Are me? You going with your team? Yes.
Are you going with your team?
We've beaten them. We've beaten them already, yes. All right. Yeah. That's one of our three wins. Yeah, I'm going with the Bears.
I'm picking the Lions, but it's going to be a low-scoring defensive game. Struggle.
Matt Barkley's played well.
I never thought you'd hear you say that.
Did you?
He played the 49ers. He ought to play well.
No, the game before that to Tennessee, he played. Those sorry receivers are just dropping passes.
All right, let's go to the next game. A big, big game, the Steelers at the Bills. 7-5, 6-6.
I have no faith in the Bills at all.
Anybody going with the Bills? I'm going Steelers. He's going Steelers.
Steelers, 2-point favorite, 46.5, over under 34 degrees, but it's supposed to snow, but 34 degrees means it's not going to stick. Both teams playing cold weather.
Yeah.
The Bills play better at home. I think they.
You're going with the Bills.
I'm going to take the Buffalo Bills. Right. No one circles the wagons.
Oh, boy.
There's one person that circled the wagons better than the Bills. It's called Antonio Brown. And it is playoff time for me almost. Antonio Brown's got to get in rhythm right here.
And Pittsburgh is in must-win mode like every game.
Like Buffalo's in the same way, though. They sitting at 6-6. If they can win out, they have a chance at a wild card.
They ain't making a wild card.
No.
They ain't making it. And you can catch us anywhere. Have a great week in sports.